Welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meter here, and we have been going through the Heidelberg Catechism, and we have come upon question 2 yesterday of Lord's Day 1. How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? And we looked at 2 words, 3 things. And today we're going to expound on the first of those 3 things. First, the greatness of my sin and misery. In chapter 9 of the Gospel according to John, we see a miracle taking place. A man was blind, and Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with that mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And so the blind man went and washed and came back seeing. That event paves the way for the Pharisees arguing as to whether or not this man did the right thing on the Sabbath by giving this man sight. There was even some confusion, as some Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. There was some division even amongst the teachers of the law, and then the blind man was asked, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" And the blind man replied, "He is a prophet." And the man was summoned again to explain how he received his sight, and there was further debate as to whether or not this man who brought sight to this blind man was a sinner or something else. The man would eventually reply, "You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. So then Jesus heard what had been done to this man being casted out, and found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." So there are many things going on in chapter 9 of John. But 2 things, a physical seeing, and then a much more powerful thing happens. The man confesses Jesus as Lord. He sees not only physically, but now he sees the greatness of his sin and misery. The Pharisees, who could physically see, did not spiritually see their Lord Jesus Christ as the true Messiah. The blind man, who formerly could not see, could now see physically, but the greater blessing is that he could see the man before him, this physical healer, as that who restores his soul. So back to the question, how many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? 3 things. The first is being able to see the greatness of your sin and misery. You can't seek forgiveness, you can't repent, unless you know that you are a sinner in need of saving. The irony is unmistakable. The blind beggar could see what the established church, the teachers of the law, could not. And it is only by the power of God are we ever able to see.